If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly. Hello, everyone, and welcome into another episode of Sports Betting by Dummies. I am your host, Patty Parlays, and with me, as always, is Diz. Diz, how's it going, buddy?
It's going great. Another weekend of winners for your boy is lined up. And I would like to respectfully take back everything I said about the Hail Mary parlay of the day.
And I believe that is warranted. And that's the first thing I wanted to touch on before we got started is I just want to talk about how the Hail Mary parlay of the day essentially hit last night. Now, there is an asterisk to it, and I don't know if I'm going to come out and say that it completely hit, but the Hail Mary parlay last night for me went 9-0-1, and so I essentially hit a 9-leg parlay, and it was $1 that paid out like over $300. So you can suck it, Diz.
I know, I deserve it. I'm happy for you. And I kind of told you the shittiest part was like I was so busy and I like wasn't looking at my phone. I didn't even know like this was going on. Like the one we had when you had the college football one in the fall, like I had 10 buddies who were dialed into every play of every game. And last night it was just kind of like, yo, I'm about to hit it. And then I kind of saw it 40 minutes later and was like, holy shit, did you win? But anyways, congrats. I'll shut my mouth forever. you basically have a year of $1 Hail Mary parlays before you lose money. So that's pretty dope to think about.
That's right. And the interesting thing about last night, and maybe this is partially on me, but like when it's kind of getting close, you don't want to text everyone and be like, hey, oh my God, this might happen. But I texted you guys when I was 4-0-1 and it was just crickets. No one said a thing. No one gave a shit. And then,
yeah, I didn't see it at that point. If I would have saw it, I would have responded immediately. I would have told the landlord of my new house, hey, respectfully, be quiet. My brother's about to win the Hail Mary parlay today.
Right. And then once it got down to like where I was feeling pretty good about it possibly hitting, that's when I like officially told you guys like, hey, this thing is on. It's for real. This thing might be happening. So shout out the Hail Mary parlay of the day. I am hopefully going to hit a full 10-leg parlay here soon. But like you said, I have a year now that I can just basically do it without having to worry about losing money. So we're going to keep this train rolling.
That's tight. Good for you, Patty. I'll shut up forever.
All right. Well, moving on. Topic of the day is the NBA playoffs. So they are officially starting tomorrow. The Pacers, well, we'll start with the East. The Pacers lost badly to the Wizards last night. So the Wizards are the 8 seed. And they will be going up against the 1 seed, which is the Philadelphia 76ers. I think the Wizards could cause the 76ers some troubles here. I see it going maybe 6 games, but I think ultimately the 76ers pull it out.
I agree. I don't see it being more than 6 games. I think the Sixers will roll. And I honestly don't know that much about NBA, so I probably won't have anything to say about these unless if I have something to say, you'll know. But if not, there might be a slight intermission because I don't follow the NBA.
Okay, then I'm probably just going to rattle these bad boys off and like kind of my predictions and thoughts. Heat versus Bucks. This is probably going to be one of the better series in the first round. The Heat actually are the team that caused the Bucks to lose in the bubble last year. But I think a lot of people are higher on the Heat than I think they should be. And I think a lot of people are lower on the Bucks than they should be. So, again, I think probably Bucks win in 6.
Do we have a value here? Like, are Bucks getting good value because everyone's high on the Heat because the Heat knocked them last year?
Let me see.
Just check the series value. If the Bucks will be favored in no doubt, but I'm curious to that value. They might get good value because of that.
Yeah. Or maybe not. Maybe the sports books just don't care about the public or what they're saying, and they ultimately know what's going on better than anyone else. Playoff series betting, okay? Let's see. Oh, dude, yeah, the Bucks are minus 310, so not great value there.
Oh, absolutely not.
Series is Nets versus Celtics. I think Celtics might get one. It's not going to be close. The Celtics probably and they probably would have lost to the Pacers. So I'm thinking Nets in 4 in the East, and this is my favorite series in all the playoffs. Hawks versus Knicks. Hawks, they've been like one of the best teams, but Knicks have been my team all year long, pulling it out.
Is that the 4-5?
Yeah.
That's probably going to be the most fun series to watch if I had to bet on it.
Yeah, 100%. And that's what I'm saying. I think it will go 6 as well. But I think the Knicks are just too good, and I think the Knicks end up pulling it out.
Are the Knicks favored to win the series?
Yes, but slightly. So the Knicks are actually, the Hawks are favored to win the series. The Hawks are -115. The Knicks are -105. So they're actually both at minus money, and they're very close.
Yeah, it's basically an even split, and it's minus, so the sportsbooks make money, yeah.
You can get +200 to have the series go 7 games. So on a lot of these, if you think you're feeling pretty good about your predictions and how many games it'll go, go with that instead of picking a straight-out series winner.
Good call.
And then in the West, we do have the final play-in game tonight. It is the Grizzlies versus the Warriors. I've rode with the Grizzlies all season, but of late, they have just not been the same team. And the Warriors are super hot. I'm going Warriors -5 tonight.
Wait. That makes me sick to my stomach. You're taking the Warriors -5 against your Grizzlies?
Yep. I actually watched the Grizzlies-Spurs game on Tuesday. And they were up 20 after the first period, but then they almost ended up losing. And I just don't think the Grizzlies are all that good of a team. I mean, they cover the spread, but I don't think they'll cover 5 points tonight against the Warriors.
That kind of makes me feel like this podcast is a lie.
Yeah, but see, too often, though, you get pulled into the teams that you make money on and that you really love. But I will tell you this. The Grizzlies and Warriors, they played like something like a week ago. And I'm trying to look it up real quick, but I'm pretty sure the Warriors won by like 20 points. Sorry, that was extreme. The Warriors won by 12 points when they played. They played like a week ago, and the Warriors won by 12 points. So I think it'll be a similar game tonight. I think the Warriors end up pulling it off. The winner of that Grizzlies-Warriors game, though, they play against the Jazz. I'm not sure if Donovan Mitchell is playing. If Donovan Mitchell doesn't play, or like Mike Conley doesn't play, if the Jazz are hurt, they've kind of limped into this playoffs in the one seed. I could possibly see an 8-1 upset here. But I think maybe it goes 7 games, but the Jazz end up pulling it off. Unless it's the Warriors. If it's the Warriors, then all things are up in the air. But I do like the 7-game series there. This next one is a very interesting series. It is the Lakers versus the Suns. And the Suns are the 2 seed. The Lakers are the 2 seed. Or the Lakers are the 7 seed. The Suns are the 2 seed. But the Lakers are actually favored in the series, and they are favored substantially. The Lakers are favored in the series -168.
Wow.
I think
so. What are the Suns? Like +120 or something?
+136.
Wow. Wow.
I don't know if in recent history there's been ever such a lopsided 7-2 in the first round of the playoffs. I think part of it is because AD and LeBron, like, neither of them played like the last month or two, and the Lakers kind of really fell off. But there's some good value there with the Suns, and a lot of people are, you know, saying the Suns can't handle, but I mean, they're the 2 seed for a reason. They've stayed healthy. Chris Paul's the dude. Devin Booker could put up 60. I mean, I don't hate it. I think the only thing that worries me is that I don't know that their defense can handle LeBron or AD.
I think the value alone is worth it to bet it, right? I mean, that's not a bet where you get mad if the Lakers win the series, because a 2 seed having +136 value to win a series is insane. Yeah. So, and you just kind of want like Chris Paul to win. Like, I respect LeBron, and I'm not as much of a LeBron fan as Dirty Mike. So, like, I'm not going to be upset with either outcome, but I would love it if the Suns won. And at +136, I think you have to take that value.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you. I'll probably sprinkle something on that for sure. The next series is Mavericks versus Clippers. The Clippers are kind of the sleeper team for me in the West. They've not had a lot of like publicity or talk. You know, a lot of it's been Lakers, Warriors. You know, the Clippers have kind of snuck into the playoffs, but you know, they have Kawhi, they have Paul George, they have Rondo, they have a bunch of players. So the Clippers might be like my favorite to win the Western Conference. But They are favored -430 against the Mavericks at +320. The Mavericks, I mean, they've just been very hit or miss all year. And Luka, I mean, I don't know that he can perform in the playoffs. And, you know, I kind of don't like Luka ever since we went to that Pacers game when he got ejected. I don't know if you were there, Diz, or not. It might have been me and, like, Sunshine.
No, I didn't get invited to that one. Thanks a lot for bringing that up.
Yeah, I think we had two suite tickets, and I think it was either me or Sunshine had tickets, and we've invited the other one of us, and we were there. And Luka, like, kicked the ball into the stands and got ejected because he was complaining about the refs. He was, like complaining about the refs all game. And
straight
he was
up
a little pumped.
Jackie Moon off semi-pro?
Yeah, legit. He probably told the ref to S my C. I mean, let's just...
he said
let's
S my C.
Let's just go out there and say it. So I like the Clippers here, and I think the Clippers make a deep run into playoffs, and I don't like Luka Doncic, just kind of like I don't like Ryan Braun. The final series, again, this is another, this is probably the best one in the Western Conference, Trailblazers versus Nuggets. And this is another one where I think the lower seed is actually favored. I believe the Trailblazers are the lower seed, and I believe the Trailblazers are at -115, and the Nuggets are at -105. So similar to the Knicks-Hawks. This one will go seven games. I pretty much can guarantee it. These teams are two very different styles of play in different teams. Once Jamal Murray went out for the Nuggets, it was all about the big men for the Nuggets. So they got the MVP in Jokic. They've got Aaron Gordon now, and then they've also got, they've got someone else that I'm drawing a blank on, but, so the Nuggets bigs are superior, but the Trailblazers have McCollum and Dame Lillard, and just the Nuggets without Murray don't have anyone that can even come close to those guys. So it'll be an interesting series. I don't know if I have a thought on who's going to win. I don't know that the Nuggets can keep up without Murray. And Dame's just that dude who will just will the team to win when they need to. So I think I'll probably go Trailblazers in seven here, but I don't feel great about it. So that's our NBA playoff preview. We'll come back and touch on it. And I believe we have a celeb bet that might incorporate some of these NBA playoff series. So a little teaser there for you. But now let's move on to an NHL playoffs update. Diz, the Panthers aren't dead, man. They won game three in Tampa Bay last night.
Yeah, so yeah, I mentioned it. I was very busy and couldn't really watch anything or reply to your text that said you were about to hit your Hail Mary parlay of the day. So I watched the last 4 minutes of regulation. Panthers were down one. Huberto goes five hole on Vasilevsky. We had like 50 shots on goal, and Vasilevsky only lets in like four. And then Huberto somehow goes five hole with like a minute left, maybe more, but like it was like a minute and a half left. And I'm juiced up, super pumped. And I watch overtime. Right at the end of regulation, freaking Duclair draws the most heinous boarding, almost worse than Sam Bennett's in game one. I know that's a hot take. If you haven't seen it, it's not worth looking into, but it was just such a dumb play for 30 seconds left in the game. So they got a power play going into overtime, and I was honestly surprised we killed it in regulation. Tampa Bay was 2 for 2 on power plays in this game. So I was like, well, that's ball game. I almost didn't even watch overtime. I was like, we're going to be down 3-0. The series is over. Call it. But we killed it in OT as well. And then about 2 minutes later, we had a breakaway. It was actually play three, straight from Chell. Won the faceoff, sauced it down the ice, and it led to a breakaway. Guy went top shelf. It was absolutely fantastic. We're not dead yet. I really don't like the false hope. I don't think it's good. I still don't think we're going to win the series. But hey, Saturday at noon is almost a fresh start. If we can get a dub Saturday at noon, it's zeros for all I care.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was actually one of the games where I hammered the over 5.5 because, you know, you said, hey, if it's a 5.5, hammer that over every time in the NHL. And they ended up scoring what, like combined 11 goals?
I think it was 6-5. Yep, 11.
Yeah, so that was a big time hit for me. But moving on, the Penguins and Golden Knights took 2-1 series lead. Diz, your Wild future isn't looking so hot.
It's not looking great, and that's okay. I'm still going to root for them. They're still the underdog. They still have a sick logo. So, like, there's just small things. I'm going to find a way to keep rooting for them. Really don't know much about the series. I wish I would have watched the game last night. Maybe not because the Wild got shit on, but I don't know. I'm still going to root for the Wild. I'm still pulling for them. And, you know, if I lose it, I lose a couple best bets, but that's all right.
Yep. And then the final game that happened last night, the Canadiens beat the Maple Leafs, and Diz, you might be right. The Leafs might be cursed.
Well, the Leafs are definitely cursed, but did you see what happened to Tavares?
That was T's and P's for sure out for that guy.
That was scary. Just to watch him like react like that, just to watch the lights go out.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That was taking
a full-fledged knee right to the face, like blindside, is just, ugh.
That was like me after bottomless mimosas. Like, his just reaction of, like, his eyes were open, and then he just falls backwards. Like, oh, my God. It was, like, PTSD for sure, but just super, super sketch. T's and P's for him. And honestly, I don't know. Is there an injury report or anything? Is he going to play?
I have no idea. If you're asking me, I have no idea. I didn't look into it, so.
I bet the Maple Leafs are favored on Saturday. But I bet there's no way the Maple Leafs come out flat if Tavares doesn't play. A lot of people will probably think, you know, Tavares is one of their better players. Take the Canadiens. But I'm looking at it the other way. I'm thinking they're going to ball out for their boy who just got domed. So I might sprinkle some Ched on the Maple Leafs this weekend. It won't be a best bet or anything because they'll be favored and I'm all about the value. But just something to look at. I love the Maple Leafs on Saturday.
Nice. Love it. So the games that are tonight, we got Capitals, Bruins, series is 2-1 Boston. Every game this series has been settled by one goal. I mean, this might be the best series of the first round. These games have been fantastic.
Yeah, they've been incredible. And what is it? Two of the three were in OT, right?
I think so. Yeah.
So I'm just hoping this goes to seven because Caps Bruins game seven would be electric. That one would probably go into overtime. That's one you can watch start to finish. So I'm hoping it goes into seven. And I honestly think the winner of this series might go the distance. Now, I don't think they'll beat Tampa Bay or the Avalanche, but I bet they'll go a long way. I think these are two of the better teams in the playoffs. So I think it goes seven. And I think the winner of the series, whoever it is going to go a long way.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I like it. And I've actually watched more hockey during these playoffs than I think I have my whole life. And I've watched a lot of the Caps Bruins, and it's just electric to watch. And I love that, like, there's like full on like 5-on-5 fights happening in almost every single game.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's nuts. I love the intensity. Playoff hockey is just different. And I hope, you know, I don't follow the NBA that much, but I know that's kind of how playoff basketball is. Like, the level of competition is higher and, you know, the stardom kind of stands out in the NBA, but I'm hoping I get some of that in the NBA because I really struggle following along during the NBA regular season. I'm hoping I can get more dialed in. But yeah, like you said, the intensity, the fights, the goal scoring, it's on a different level in the NHL playoffs.
Yep, for sure. So the last few games tonight, we got Hurricanes up 2-0. Just like the Panthers, though, if there is a game that Nashville needs to win to stay in it, I think it is tonight. So it might be worth sprinkle on them tonight.
I'm honestly hoping the Canes sweep. I put a little bit of cheddar on a sweep for the Canes. I got pretty good value. I didn't make a best bet out of it because, you know, it's hockey. Like, I figured Nashville might win one, but I got good value, so I took a little bit there. And being down 2-0, I would really hate for, like, the Preds to just win one at this point. I thought if the Preds were going to win one, it would be early on. So I'm hoping the Canes sweep.
Yeah. And then Jets-Oilers. Jets lead 1-0. I don't have anything on this. Diz, you have anything on this one?
I have no clue. I haven't followed the Canadian division at all, and it's kind of shitty of me. I have nothing against our brethren to the north, but I really have not followed that division at all. Maybe I'll do a little research and have something eventually on the Canadian division.
But probably not. We'll just move on. And then Avalanche up 2-0 tonight, or up 2-0 in the series game tonight. Same thing here. If the St. Louis Blues, if they want a chance, tonight's got to be the night that they pull one off.
And I think they can. Do you know the puck line value of the Blues tonight, Patty?
Hold on. Blues plus 190. Or you can get plus 1.5 goals at minus 144.
I would stay away, but I think if the Blues are going to get one, it would be tonight. If they fall down 3-0, they're going to get swept. So I would stay away, but if they're going to get one, it's going to be tonight.
Yep. Nope. I'm with you. And so there's our NHL playoff update. Of course, it is Friday, so we do have Celeb Bet Friday. Unfortunately, we do only have one set of Celeb Bets, but they are from our go-to guy, Miles. And these are all NBA playoffs, like series Celeb Bets, okay? So this first one's a two-team parlay. He likes the Clippers and the Bucks to win their series at minus 150 on the parlay. So like you said, Diz, those two that have huge, crazy odds to win their series, you parlay a couple of those big ones together and you get better odds at minus 150.
Yep.
And then he also likes the Nuggets to win the series. He likes the Knicks. He likes my Knicks to win the series. And then he likes the Sixers to win the East.
Wow.
So there's a couple of those I disagree with, a couple of those I agree with, but hey, it's our boy Miles. He's hot, especially with Celeb Bets when he's not on here to say him himself. So you may just want to sprinkle some on all those for your boy Miles.
Where's my boy Javier?
He didn't send one in, man. He kind of went silent on us. Yeah, that's talk to him, man.
To the pod, man. I was really like, I got through my work day today. It was a long week. And, you know, it's 2 o'clock hits. I'm getting CPs. I'm falling asleep at my desk. And I'm thinking, you know what? I'm going to work hard because I'm going to hear a Celeb Bet by Javier. And where the hell is he at?
I don't know. And then Sunshine, you know, he's in the Rockies or some crap. So, you know, he's not here. And Dirty Mike's got a kid or something. So it's a rough go at it. But you know what, Diz? We're here. We're getting winners. We're making money. And we will just keep it going.
That was a pretty good rant, but it makes me feel like I need to grow up or like do something with my life. But it is what it is. I'm happy to be on the pod, and you know what? I don't want to grow up. Damn it!
That's right.
I don't want that yet.
Hey, don't rush into it because it will come fast and hard.
Only way I know how to come.
Oh God. Okay. Moving on.
Sorry about that.
No, that's good.
That may be too NSFW. I know a lot of family listens to this, so I apologize. Just jokes, of course, everyone.
You're just talking about growing up and you're not there yet. But anyways, yep. Let's review our best bets from Wednesday. I went 0-3. Two of the games that I bet the over for 5.5 goals on had 5 goals. So tough night, but hey, I made up for it last night when I had those two over 5.5s that went into the Hail Mary parlay. So, you know, one night you might go 0-3, and the next night you end up hitting the Hail Mary parlay of the day. So that's just how gambling is, baby.
Yep.
Diz, how'd your best bets do from Wednesday? I know some of them might be futures.
Yeah. So all of them are undecided. That's not true. My Sid lost. The Cardinals put up 5 runs in the second inning, so that really hurt my chances of a Sid. Pirates didn't score. Cardinals put up 5. So I lost my first Sid. It's okay. It was bound to happen at some point. And then my Martingale with the PGA, it's still on the line right now. I think Spieth is one shot above the cut line or, like, below it. Like, he's going to make it, I think, if the cut line doesn't change. Rory's a couple shots good, and then JT is actually one away from the cut, but he's got like 7 holes to play. I think the cut's at 4 over, Spieth's at 3 over, Rory's at 2 over, and I think JT is at 5 over, but I think he's still got like 6 or 7 holes to play. And I haven't checked in about 20 minutes, so those might be completely off at this point, but I'm pretty sure Spieth and Rory are in the clear. I just need JT to go under par on the back 9. If that hits, I'm set for a Martingale, but there's kind of a discrepancy. I'll get there with my best bets.
Okay, that's interesting, but let's go into the best bets of the night. I'm taking one NHL bet, and that's Capitals versus Bruins over 5.5. It's a great series, tight series, and it's just pucks on net, and just everyone's just grinding, trying to score as much as possible. So I like the Capitals versus Bruins over 5.5 there. The other two are in the MLB. I'm going Brewers first five money line versus the Cincinnati Reds. I am now firmly on the fade the Reds train. The Reds have lost 7 of their last 10, with their wins coming against the Rockies twice and then the Pirates. So give me the Brewers first five money line there.
We're not very good.
The Reds are starting to look like the Reds we thought they would be, essentially. And then my other best bet of the night is the Diamondbacks versus the Rockies under 11. Now, this one to me seems like a no-brainer, but this will probably be the one that loses. So 11 is a lot of runs to score in the MLB. There's just no way around it. Most over-unders, you see it like 8 or 7 runs. I know that the Rockies, but I know they are in the Rockies, so they're playing in Colorado, but both teams have been struggling. Both teams have lost 5 straight games. And then in the span of those 5 games, the Diamondbacks have averaged 1.2 runs per game, and the Rockies have averaged 2.4 runs per game. I'm hoping their hitting slumps continue tonight. Give me the Diamondbacks Rockies under 11 runs.
I think 11 is an insane amount, and I agree with you, but I'm never going to support an under.
I know. I know it goes against everything you've ever gone with. I actually had one under in the MLB last night that hit for my Hail Mary parlay of the day, but I've been kind of looking for those higher run totals that just seem abnormal and then going for the under for those. But Diz, what do you got for your best bets of the night?
Okay, so agreement with one of your best bets. I'm actually taking the over 5.5 in all 4 games tonight. Caps, Bruins, Canes, Preds, Jets, Oilers, and Avs, Blues. All 4 games, I'm taking the over 5.5. I've done it before on this pod. Last night, goals were scored. Maple Leafs, Canadians, there were only 3, so that one hurt. But 3 of the 4 overs hit yesterday. I think that trend's going to continue. A lot of shots on net. Even the Panthers-Lightning series, the goaltending has been outstanding. Vasilevsky is the best goaltender in the league, and the Panthers are still putting up 3, 4, 5. Last night, they put up 6. A lot of shots on goal. I don't think that's going to change. Sticking to my brand, 4 separate best bets, 4 overs, 5.5 NHL hockey playoffs tonight. Those are my first 4 best bets. And then my last best bet is kind of where the discrepancy comes in. And it's kind of a loophole in the Martingale theory. Because I had to place this Martingale before I knew the outcome of my Martingale from Monday. Because JT isn't done golfing yet. So I'm not sure if this should be a $5 bet or a $10 bet. What I did is I played it as a loss and I made it a $10 bet. So that kind of throws me off, makes me feel a little weird, because if I win that, it should be a $5 bet. But nonetheless, I am excited for this bet. It is a super boost here. Give me one sec, Patty. I'm sorry. I got some traffic. Give me like 30 seconds. I got to not crash mom's van right now.
That's probably a good idea. Yeah. But while we have this brief interruption, I do want to say, I think you made the correct decision in saying the Martingale, you went, assumed it was a loss and went with 10. And then maybe even if it does hit, you can say you're starting a new Martingale, but you're starting with $10 instead of $5. And you just kind of up those until, you know, whatever, until you're done with your Martingale. But I think you made the right move with going with 10 instead of 5.
I appreciate that. So this Martingale is... It is actually a Bill Simmons odds boost on FanDuel because they sponsor his show. It's actually really cool. It is Ja Morant plus 13.5 in points, rebounds, and assists versus Steph Curry. So you take the sum of points, rebounds, and assists between Ja Morant and Steph Curry, and Ja Morant is plus 13.5. This was plus 100, so 50-50 odds, and it got boosted to plus 130. So $10 to win 13. It is my second Martingale, as if I lost my first one, even though I don't know if I have, like I mentioned already. But I just think that's going to be a fun one to track, a fun one to bet on when you're watching the play-in game tonight. So those are my 5 best bets, starting another Martingale. Feeling good. Oh, I forgot to mention, even with this Martingale, if I lose the JT one, I'm still up $19 in my 5 Martingales so far. So if we win, we obviously go up to like 30 because I think it was 5 to win 575. So a lot riding on how JT's finishing. He's playing golf as we speak. I don't know how he's doing, and I can't check. But either way, I'm excited for those Martingales.
Love it. Absolutely love it. So now we're here for the Hail Mary parlay of the day. Feels kind of weird because, like, I basically hit it last night. But, you know, the day we finally truly hit the full 10-leg Hail Mary parlay of the day, that'll be the day we're going to drop some merch, okay? And it's going to be the greatest merch of all time. But you can check out...
What is this merch going to be?
We've talked about it, Diz. You know what I want for the shirt for when the Hail Mary parlay of the day hits. But...
Was I, like, not paying attention or something? What? How do I not know? Okay, I guess we can't spoil. We can't spoil it.
That's right. I don't want to spoil it, but it's typical that you don't remember. But anyways,
sorry about that.
You can see what merch we do have right now on Sports Betting by Dummies, sportsbettingbydummies.com. We do have our merch store on there, so you can check out the merch that we do have. And once this Hail Mary parlay of the day does fully hit, you'll find additional stuff on there. But today, I juiced it up a little bit, even from last night. I'm feeling good about myself here. $1 to win $833.20. So, and I'm doing like I did last night. Sprinkle a little bit in three different sports and just let it ride and have yourself a night. We got NBA first game. We're going Warriors -5 versus the Grizzlies, even though Diz hates that. NHL, we're going 2 overs, 5.5. We're going Capitals versus Bruins over 5.5. Hurricanes versus Predators over 5.5. And then the rest are in the MLB. So we're going White Sox first 5 money line versus the Yankees. Red Sox first 5 plus half a run versus the Phillies. Brewers first 5 money line versus the Reds. Rangers first 5 money line versus the Astros. Cardinals money line full game. Diamondbacks versus Rockies under 11 runs. And then finally the Giants first 5 plus half a run versus the Dodgers. Diz, do you have anything to send these lovely folks out for their weekend?
I would say enjoy the hell out of the sports that are going on. NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, it's electric. This is a great time of year to be a sports fan. This is a time I know last year I certainly missed during COVID. These were a tough couple months for all of us last year. So enjoy the NHL playoffs, enjoy the fights, enjoy the NBA playoffs.
PGA Championship, MLB.
Yeah, PGA. MLB is going on. I think this is just a great weekend to bet and to enjoy some sports because we didn't have it last year.
Absolutely. I love that. So we'll leave you all with that. Thank you again, everyone, for listening. Please send some celeb bets in for next week. We want this whole show to have to be celeb bets. So please send those in. Hopefully your weekends are profitable, and we will see you all on Monday.
See you, boys.